So Jerusalem would be rebuilt, would be a difficult time, times of trouble. But then in verse 26, after those 69 weeks, the Messiah would come. You know, remarkable thing is that after the 62 weeks, some explain it this way, and there may be something true to it, that the very moment that the Lord Jesus rode into Jerusalem on that donkey, that was exactly that day that this 69th week was fulfilled. So it says, after the 62, that means the 62 plus 7, after the 69 weeks, so after those 483 years, shall Messiah be cut off. That was a few days after that. That same week, when the Lord Jesus rode into Jerusalem on the donkey, that same week, at the end of that week, he was killed. He was crucified. That was the same week. So he fulfilled literally this prophecy. After the 483, he rode in there. He had nothing. It says he shall have nothing. It was not for himself. He did not die for himself. He didn't need to die for himself. He was sinless. He died for his people. He died that you and I could be saved. But also he shall have nothing. That means he has no gain whatsoever at that moment. Everything seemed to be lost completely. And then the prophecy goes on, and that is really complex, and that's why I said later we might connect it with Revelation 13. The people of the prince that shall come. So now you have to be very careful. The word prince is also used for the Messiah. The Messiah is the prince. But here in this verse 26, it's talking about the people of the prince that shall come, shall destroy the city. So we have the people of the prince that shall come. That's the Romans. The Romans were ruling at that time. And the Romans, they came then later in the year 70. The temple was destroyed. And the sanctuary was destroyed. And then we will see why this happened. First of all, it happened because they cut off their own Messiah. So they were under God's judgment because of that. But secondly, they will accept a false Messiah. And because of that false Messiah, there will be idolatry, and that's the end of the chapter. So we'll just read those verses quickly. We cannot comment right now. We'll go back after that, after the break. He shall have nothing. So that is when the Lord Jesus died. It seemed to be in vain. That's why in Isaiah 49, he says, I've labored in vain. Of course, it was not in vain, but it looked as if everything was in vain. He would have nothing. But then, the people of the prince that shall come. The people of the prince that shall come. The prince is the coming prince. That is the leader that we saw in Revelation 13, the beast out of the sea, who represents all those animals. He's the leader. He's the prince that shall come. Okay? And the people of that prince, what did the people do? They destroyed the city and the sanctuary. Why? The Lord Jesus was crucified in the year 30, probably. Some think 29, others think 33. But let's say it is the year 30. God gave them 40 years. And then the temple was destroyed. They did not repent. They did not come back. Only a remnant came back. That is the believers in the book of Acts. We see a remnant there. But the people itself did not come back to God. And so the city and the sanctuary were destroyed in the year 70. By that people of the prince that shall come. And then it goes on in verse 26. It's a long verse. The end thereof shall be with an overflow. So it continued with an overflow. The word overflow is connected with the future judgment. That's a term that is used also in Isaiah 20, in Isaiah 10 and also in Isaiah 28. It is like a flow. It's a river that flows very powerfully and that takes everything with its flow. That is a reference to the coming judgments. But that end has not come yet. We are living in the days of that overflow of endless wars and desolations that are determined. But the complete fulfillment of this is still future. There have been wars all the time, also after the year 70. And Israel have been under the effect of those wars. It is the wandering people all over the world. They were persecuted in this country, they went to another country, and then they were always after them. And even still today, it's amazing how they have suffered. But now God brought them back in unbelief to the promised land. So maybe we'll talk about it later. But here, there are desolations determined. And I want you to understand the word determined is connected with God's prophetic plan. What God had determined. God had a plan. And according to this plan, there would be a long time of desolations. But then, things are going to happen in connection with these determinations. I want to give you some homework. If you read Isaiah 10 and also Isaiah 28, you can see that God has a plan that is determined. It's judgment that are determined over Israel, over the nations. There you have that term again. And also the word desolations. The desolations are plan, part of God's plans in judgment. And that will lead to the ultimate fulfillment, as you have here. At the end of the 70th week, you have this final desolation that has been determined. So verse 27, we'll read it and then we'll take our break and then we'll go back to that later. He shall confirm a covenant, or he shall impose a covenant. Who is the he? It's not the Messiah. It's not the church. The he refers to the prince that shall come. So the people of the prince was already there in the year 70. They destroyed Jerusalem. But the prince was not there yet. The prince is still the future leader. That last beast that we're talking about. He is the prince. So his realm is like the beast with the 10 horns. But the leader himself is identified with that face of the Roman Empire. And he is that prince. He's the leader. He's the beast out of the sea. He's the leader of that beast. And he's called the prince. It's a counterfeit prince. The Lord Jesus is the true leader who will lead the nations. And he will lead Israel. But here we have a counterfeit prince. And that counterfeit prince, what does it say? He will establish, he will make that covenant. So, what is that covenant? That is to guarantee peace and safety to Israel. Israel is looking for safety. We see that also in our day. But they need to have a guarantee. There is so much opposition. There are so many people who want to wipe Israel out. Iran is repeating it day after day. They need to be liquidated. They need to be destroyed. That's what they say. Even if the USA makes a deal with Iran, at the same time the Iran propaganda says Israel needs to be destroyed. So whatever they do, they cannot protect Israel. And so in the future, Israel is looking for a guarantee against those threats, that they are safe and that they cannot come. So maybe today they will have a guarantee, but it's not a fulfillment of this yet, but it's like an illustration of what's going to happen. There will be, after the rapture, there will be this covenant of 7 years. So the guarantee that the Western world, the revived Roman Empire, will guarantee safety to Israel. That is 1 Thessalonians 5, that time of safety, of peace and prosperity. That's what they want. And that peace and prosperity will come. That is the first seal in Revelation 6. Perhaps we'll talk about that later too. That the Roman Emperor will guarantee the safety for Israel also and for the whole world. And that is part of that deal for 7 years. But then what we see that in the middle of that week, he will cause the oblation to cease. We saw earlier how precious the oblation was for God. And there will be a remnant in the temple who will bring those sacrifices. Today they are preparing the priest. The Orthodox Jews are preparing the priest. Everything is ready to go.